listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Outta Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it. I'm RJ live from Las Vegas on a big Monday. It is a big Monday here for sure on 200 FSR stations across this great nation. Joined in studio, one of the pros who know, Steve Fezzik, NFL expert, NBA expert. Pretty good with the other stuff. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to know more than their bodies. Now, pros are great, but you can't have pros without Joes. He's in L.A. He's Jonas Knox.
Always good to be here, RJ. And yes, on a day in which we've got the XFL and their debut weekend to discuss, we've got a top 10 matchup in college hoops. What is the Vegas lead on a Monday?
The Vegas lead, the Las Vegas lead today is Tom Brady.
Yeah, the rumors of Tom Brady and his next destination, if he does leave New England, are out there. Michael Irvin, former Dallas Cowboy Hall of Famer, threw out last week that he talked to prominent people that said the Cowboys would be very interested in Tom Brady. We still don't have any word as to whether or not Tom Brady is committed to go back to the New England Patriots. So because of that, the rumor mill is underway, and Tom Brady is at the top of the list.
Yeah, in a way, you could almost have made that same professional level, beautiful tones from Jonas throw a week ago, right? A couple weeks ago. I have a take on this. I'll be candid. It's almost like if you disagree with it, I have to leave the conversation. Like, imagine if someone said, maybe it's me, but I just don't think Sinatra's that good of a singer. Like, to me, I just pick up, pack up, and walk out. Right. That's how strongly I feel about this take. And I'll be candid. Most people, I think almost everyone, disagrees with me. First, though, for the suspense, Fez, what's just your take? If I said Brady, Belichick, Patriots, I don't want you to predict what you think's going to happen. I want you to tell me why, what the key things that are happening now mean.
New England recognizes that Brady is no longer an elite quarterback.
You've got him ranked in your future looking for next season quarterback power rankings. You've got Brady
number 20.
That's below average.
Yes, it is.
All right. And you're saying that Belichick is at least as smart as you.
I think he might be just a little bit smarter, a little bit.
So really, the people you know smarter than you are me and Belichick.
Oh, there's a couple others.
Oh, I've never heard you talk about them. All right, so number 20, then what? I mean, meaning, all right, so he's 20. Does that mean the Pats don't want him at all, you think?
No, I still want him. He knows the systems, and let's face it, it's going to be hard
to
find.
His wife is nice around the parties.
Easy on the eyes, yeah. And the bottom line is it's hard to find a top 15 quarterback that's available. But you know what? We can't pay through the nose for a number 20 quarterback.
Now, to me, that's pure logic. Does anyone here question, and Jonas, I mean, you've got the fans' perspective. How do you question that Brady's slightly below average? Do you think he's better than that?
I think he's slightly better than average.
So you would say like maybe even number 14?
Yeah, 14, something like that. 14, 15, I would put him at.
Okay. Really, that means we don't have a disagreement. Because if it's 20, if it's 15, he's not going to carry you for multiple games.
No.
But he's probably not going to kill you. That is a far cry from even 2018. So last year was 19. So other than last season, go back one full season, Brady's QBR was what, Fez?
Number 6.
And that's about what you were where you would have ranked him, right?
Yeah.
So let's give Brady credit. There's all kind of crazy stats out there that Brady has more yards. And I'm just going by memory here, like, and vaguely. But, like, everyone in the history of the NFL over the age of 41 and a half or whatever, and Brady has more than all of them. Listen, the guy is doing what we saw happen to Peyton Manning, what we have seen happen to every great quarterback. Father Time is undefeated. At some point, they look just the same. And then a couple games later,
Kenny Stabler.
Well, when you're smoking on the sidelines, I mean, really, I know there's all kind of theories about health, and sometimes they contradict each other. You don't want to smoke cigarettes on the sidelines.
No.
But the reality is that Brady's moved that window 4 years, maybe three. So whatever he's feeling now is what typical quarterbacks feel at 39, 38. And if you look at Bree, you know, you can see Bree's a couple years behind, but boy, it feels like they're trending together, right? It's just offset by Brady and all the crazy Coke or avocado ice cream.
And the kale shakes.
Exactly. That's the Fezzik. I'm RJ Bell. This is straight out of Vegas. So I think what we all agree with is this. Brady is still a top 20 quarterback, but he's not a top 10 quarterback. He won't kill you, but he can't carry the team for any extended period of time. And it's the first time that wasn't the case, even in 2018, even the year before the most recent one. Brady could carry you to a Super Bowl, great?
I agree.
You almost could say he did.
And that Super Bowl against the Eagles, people forget because it was the Nick Foles game. Brady threw for 505 yards. I mean, he was the best quarterback on the field that day, but it was the late fumble that cost him.
Yeah, that one right up the middle is how it happens, right? And that's the funny thing. If you could take that play away and not, you know, just say replay it, Pat's probably 50-50 to win that Super Bowl. Or, remember, no one was stopping anyone in that game.
Or if Brady could catch.
Well, that is a step too far, no pun intended. So I do think we've got to embrace the following dichotomy. On one hand, Tom Brady cannot carry you anymore. On the other hand, it'd be very hard for the Patriots to have a better quarterback than Tom Brady next year. So let's say that, now that's an interesting way to think about it. Let's say that Brady did something egregious. He went in and crushed Robert Kraft's Hummel collection or something. And that's a niche joke, but I think that's fine.
I didn't get it.
You know, Jonas, you know what Hummels are?
I have no idea.
Look it up on the internet. In the beginning of B block here after the commercial is Jonas will explain what Hummels are. I think a lot of people out there are saying, that is funny. Let's say there was just Brady, no way, no chance. He's not going to be on the Patriots because I hate him, Robert Kraft says, because he crushed my Hummels. Now, this is a hypothetical. What's the odds, Fez, that the Pats have a better quarterback than Brady would have been next year? Meaning, they're back up now. Probably he's an underdog to be number 20.
Stidham, oh, big time. Yeah, I would say less than a third.
Yeah, because is Andy Dalton? I mean, he's the guy, it seems obvious, that's going to be out there. Is Andy Dalton in any tangible way better than Brady?
No.
Now, there's a lot of free agents coming out, or not coming out, that are free agents when it comes to the NFL. Breeze, Dak, Prescott, which we're going to talk about, Tannehill. Now, Tannehill on the Pats.
I do have Tannehill better. He's not a top 10, but he's a top 15.
No, I agree with you. Rivers, no way. Winston, I mean, Belichick, it'd be like murder.
Can you see him after the 18th interception in December? God.
Teddy Bridgewater, I'm skeptical. I'm a skeptic on Teddy. Mariota, and Keenum. Yeah, to me, assuming that Dak isn't in the mix, there's one, you know, it's Tannehill. So, Jonas, would you rather have Tannehill or Brady for 1 year?
Brady.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen too much bad from Tannehill to trust a 6-7 game run that he had against with Tennessee. He was bad in the postseason. I mean,
you know what? Yeah, but you know, Jonas, everyone talks about those Miami years. If you actually look at the games that he played and was healthy, his stats were pretty darn good.
Yeah, no, and his win-loss record was good. I just still would...
So what was bad?
Well, I would still trust Brady, though, over Tannehill for 1 year.
But let's agree to this. The next year is Tannehill, no doubt.
Oh, I agree, yeah.
So really, in a way, and that's how this conversation has to be considered within the context, that if you get a player, it's not a one-year deal typically. When you get a player, it's, you know, how valuable is, I mean, let's just go at the very top. Fez, who's the best quarterback in the NFL?
Mahomes.
I think he plays for Kansas City.
Yes.
If Mahomes were this good, but 36 years old, but he still was this good, his value would be so much less than a 25-year-old Mahomes. That's obvious,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Do you question that?
Not at all.
And Tannehill is, what, more than 10 years younger than Brady? If they're almost equal now, I want Tannehill.
For sure.
So if you are the Patriots, you can have Tannehill or Brady, exact same contract, you've got Tannehill.
Oh, I would take Tannehill for a one-year contract, so for a multi-year contract, it is a slam dunk.
And Jonas, you for 1 year would take Brady, but for even 2 years, you would take Tannehill.
Yeah, 2 years I would take Tannehill, but I would take Brady for the 1 year, just understanding how long it takes to learn a new offense. It's like learning a new language, and there wouldn't be that transition that you'd have to adjust to with Brady because he already knows it.
And I think people are just looking at this in a very binary way. They're either saying, Brady is the Patriot. We can't get rid of him. If he leaves, it's over. He's leaving soon enough. And this era is over soon enough if you're the Pats. There's no avoiding that. On the other hand, the idea that Tom Brady isn't limited, the fact that this is the old, or the idea that this is the old Tom Brady, even a couple years ago, just not the case. So in a weird way, it's this like splitting the baby, because Brady still is good, but he can't carry you. And that's hard to think like that. And we'll talk about this idea of a Dak Brady swap, not a swap, but you know who's better. Oh my gosh, those people should have their press passes revoked. All right, here's my take. Is there a drum roll? Do we have a drum roll? Fez, you want to do it on the table? Oh, God, don't do that again. Stop. It's in the contract. Don't ever drum again. Brady is like the Tom Hagen to Belichick is Michael Corleone. Hagen, the consigliere, you may recall, Irish, not Italian. Brady saw Belichick be ruthless in every situation. Tell me one time that Belichick made a decision that seemed a little sentimental.
Never.
And you know what's funny? You say never, and then you get this sinister smile like, me too, man, me never. Is that why that joy emanated from your face, defense?
It's almost like Scrooge's old business partner. It's like, oh, Scrooge was always a good business partner.
Well, listen, if all you're doing is doing business with the Scrooge and you're on his side, this is what I always say about you, is you're the dirtiest player in the game. I want to be on your side. So Brady knows. And imagine Tom Hagen saying, you know, Michael, he won't kill Fredo. It's his brother. That's it. No, he saw it. Now, you think Tom Hagen thinks he's going to get whacked out if the time's right? Well, Brady knows the time's coming. Killing time is coming. Hinting time's coming. The question is, does it come at the end of this year or next year? The whole back and forth, in my opinion, you don't think Brady knew him walking out of the stadium would get a lot of buzz when he posted it? He wants to make the alternative feel tangible and real and scare Belichick. Now, Belichick don't scare easy, but if you got Kraft mad at you, get the fans mad, maybe he says, you know, 2 years isn't so bad. Remember, what they did with the contract with Brady was make it so he was a free agent at the end of this year. Why? Because he thought he'd still have some leverage. Now, he probably played a little worse than he thought he would, but imagine this. If Brady would have been the 13th or 14th best quarterback at the end of the year, I think he gets 2 years out of $40, $45 million. I mean, he's taking a discount. He's getting his 2 years, though. He played a little worse than he thought, but not that much worse. And now he realizes, Brady could come back for 1 year, even at a high number, 33. I think the Pats take that instantly. But do the Pats want to make the financial commitment of a second year? It's not about, does Brady make 33 or 40? $7 million is in one of the rooms in a safe at the mansion with Brady and Giselle that they haven't been in that room for about a month. And it's not, he wants to see emblematically the people or that the Patriots value him. Come on. Brady has taken this the less money because he wanted to win Super Bowls. They've won Super Bowls. The plan worked. He's not mad about the plan now. How stupid would it be for Brady, for the first time in his career, to make money a priority? And don't forget about TB12. If he can get to 45, that might be worth $500 million. The branding you do for the next 20 years about Brady playing to 45.
Mm.
Right? He's not worried about this money. You give him 3 years, he'll play for $5 million a year probably. But Belichick knows he's only got a limited number of years left. So if he has a dead year, a lost year, because of Brady's vanity, Belichick, that goes against everything he believes in. And Brady knows it because he's Tom Hagen. So he's saying, I'm going to shoot first, or I'm going to show you I've got a couple of guns on me. Now what? I think that's what's been going on, Jonas. Brady's been showing that he's got leverage because he wants that second year. Thoughts?
Yeah, I think this isn't just a one-year deal. I don't think he's looking for the $30 million was thrown out there. I think he wants a couple of years of security. He said he wants to play till he's 45. I still think that's the goal. This one feels different. And also, the fact that he negotiated before the year that they couldn't use the franchise tag on him.
Because that's 1 year.
Yes, that tells me that he wanted a longer-term deal than what they were trying to get at before the season.
And this is the time that he felt like he'd have some leverage. At the end of next year, it's going to be hard to have leverage because number 20 is a good I think we're thinking in a positive way about Brady saying he ends up next year at number 20 in the league. I'm not saying it's not possible, but it's very possible he's worse than that.
Yes.
Right, Fez?
Yes.
All right. So Brady's one thing. Dak Prescott's another. When we come back, we'll talk about Dak. My opinion about Dak is probably not as strong, but what is crazy strong, the strongest, hottest take, and we don't do hot takes of the day, is going to be this Dak Brady conversation. I'm going to blow it up in about 45 seconds.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. Coming up here in just a couple of moments, we will have the odds on where Tom Brady plays football next.
And Jonas discovered these, baby. I mean, it's like you're almost as old as you, half-brother, growing up.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Maturing.
Yeah, it's I can't win a bet, but I know where to find them. That's the way I look at it.
But listen, tomorrow's another day.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
You don't, listen, you can't win if you don't bat me, Jonas. You should bat me more is what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
great day to have you join us. You're listening to the fastest-growing show on Fox Sports Radio. Audiences doubled and more in just 1 year, the most recent year. And why? Because of you guys. Thank you so much. You can listen 5 days a week, 6 Eastern, on over 200 FSR stations nationwide. Also, foxsportsradio.com, the iHeartRadio app, SiriusXM, and anytime on podcast, just search RJ Bell. Right now on the Strip, 65 degrees. The neon is pumping. All right, Jonas, let's do it. We like to reward who does the work. Unless I'm paying them a lot, then I take the credit. What are the odds right now, betting odds, where Brady shows up next year?
So this according to betonline.ag, right now the Patriots are the favorite to retain Tom Brady's rights at minus 250. So you lay 250 to win 100. After the Patriots, it goes your Las Vegas Raiders at +300. The LA Chargers now looking for a quarterback with the news of Phillip Rivers testing free agency and moving on earlier. They are at +400, so the Chargers are at +400. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers at +700. And then it's the Panthers, Cowboys, and Colts all at +900.
That feels right to me, Fez. Mine, if we just did it a yes-no on the Patriots, -250, yes. +200, no.
I like the no, -250 a little bit. I just can't see Brady leaving.
Hold on. So you like the yes. So let's say it this way. Patriots, -250. All right, so not yes-no. I was thinking yes, Patriots. But Patriots, -250. Rest of the league, +200. What do you take?
Patriots.
All right, yeah. But you think that's the odds are significantly better than that? Like, you'd bet that?
You know, it's marginal. If I was forced to play it, I'd bet that he's passed.
So I think the way to say that would be, you know, I think that line's about right. If I would lean towards the Pats there even. So shade it, but generally right.
Yes.
That's how I would say it. That's Steve Fezzik. I'm RJ Bell. So, wrapping up Brady, we believe he's a top 20 quarterback, but he is not a top 10 quarterback. He's valuable, but he won't carry you. And that's new, that he won't carry you. That's new, because even a year ago, we still believed Brady could carry you, because the year before he was 6th in QBR. If he went to 8th or 9th, he still would. No, he dropped a little more heavily than we would have expected. But really? Because on the other side, he's doing things that no human has ever done at his age in the NFL. And then we got Dak Prescott. Jonas, let's get the newsy update on that and talk about the craziness around some of the conversations.
Well, the Dak Prescott conversation has been going on with the Dallas Cowboys since last offseason during the training camp. That was a big story. There was a report that came out over the weekend that in September, they were close to agreeing on a deal that would have paid Dak Prescott $33 million a year, but Dak Prescott backed out on the deal. That was in September. So now here we are, still no deal. They're talking about getting one done just like they were a year ago. But as we approach the offseason, still no word as to whether or not they're willing to give Dak Prescott the money he's looking for.
And let's address that. And then we got a shocking sub-story on Dak, as we talked about with Brady. Question, Fezzik first, Jonas second. Is Dak Prescott more valuable today than he was before the first game of this most recent season? So did this last season help, hurt, or no effect on Dak's market value?
Slightly helped him, RJ.
So he's more valuable today than he was at the start of last season?
Yes.
Jonas?
No effect.
All right. So we're saying, this is what we do, wisdom of crowds, except how much do we weigh Jonas? I mean, the pros got to be weighted heavier. But if it's sports, I weigh Jonas heavier.
Yeah, so maybe we're back to 50-50.
All right, I'll decide that. But what we know is, I think it's going to be hard to say Dak got hugely more valuable. I think it's going to be hard to say that he dropped. So I think you guys are right. It's either stay the same or up a little bit. So the theory is, would Dak take 35? Now, I know there's a lot of other factors. How many years, protections, blah, blah, blah. We don't have to worry about that. We're fans. $33 million. No, Dak said, no, thank you. You keep it. I'm not saying he's wrong, but boy, let's not act like the Cowboy. Like, poor Jerry Jones. Now, listen, he's a billionaire, but Jerry seems to be about as player friendly as an owner can be. But it's like you let your, you know, let's think about this. You're a school teacher. You let the kids skip their homework like 7 out of 10 days. 11th day, you say, guys, we got to get it in tomorrow. And they're talking about how egregiously strict you are. You only opened it. Belichick understands. If you never give them anything, they know what to expect. Right? With Jerry, you let these millennials start dreaming on what Jerry can do for them. He's overpaying everyone, and he's being called cheap. That sounds horrible, don't you think?
Yeah. Once he gave the big contract to the running back, now all of a sudden everyone's thinking they're going to get paid,
and
right?
The funny thing is, he's already paid some people that obviously don't have the brand as Dak. So where's Dak at on the Fezzik power ratings, 1 to 32 for quarterbacks in the NFL?
Number seven.
All right, Jonas, this segues into the Tom Brady effect. this story. Oh.
Yeah, the Tom Brady effect as far as
I guess what I was saying is we were talking about in pre-production is it was Michael Irvin and talking about
So Michael Irvin sort of threw this out there late last week. Michael Irvin was talking with some people in Florida out there for the Super Bowl and said he talked to some prominent people.
Now, was this on air or was he hanging out like at a club?
This was in an interview that he did afterwards explaining a conversation that he had. And he talked to quote-unquote prominent people who had said that the Dallas Cowboys would have interest in Tom Brady. Well, that picked up some steam over the weekend. Obviously, Tom Brady and the Cowboys, the two biggest brands maybe in the football world. And Michael Irvin sort of walked back those comments and said he didn't get any of that information from anybody involved with the Cowboys. This was just in conversations he had with other people. So he kind of backed away from the hot takery of it all.
Here's the point, though, and I agree with everything you're saying. The point is, if you believe that your team, it doesn't matter if you're the owner, GM, fan, player, if you believe your team would be better off with Tom Brady today than Dak Prescott, you literally should, whatever you have, that there should be no sharp objects around you. That is insane. Fez, you got Dak number 7, you got Brady number 20. You could say, well, Fezzik's not always right. Yeah, you're right, he's not. If I can have one opinion, it's probably his is first, but okay, he can be wrong. But how wrong can he be? Dak is in his prime. Brady isn't. Brady, I'd be shocked if Dak got as good as Brady was at his best, but this isn't some hypothetical video game. Today, Dak is the better quarterback. And even if you want to get crazy and say, no, Brady's actually number 10. And Dak's actually number 13. Now, that's drastic. Okay, how about next year? There's no chance in the world that next year Brady's better than Dak. So when I say next year, I mean not the 2020 season, but the 2021 season.
And even realistically, every game that goes by, Dak is getting better and Brady's getting worse.
I don't mind that someone's so uninformed or, they are so wrong-headed that they thought Brady is better. You know, that's a good Cowboys, baby. I want a Super Bowl bet him if they get Brady. That's fine. Everyone has the right to be stupid sometimes. I'm stupid sometimes. Try not to be on important things or when the camera's rolling, but okay. But everyone making this like a story. Now, if the story is how stupid this is, I'm fine with it. But listen, I mean, it's Cowboys and Tom Brady. Jonas said it. We understand what's going on here, and everyone's playing the game, but please be explicit about how goofy this is. Jonas, you don't disagree, do you?
No, I completely agree with you guys. I think it's a ridiculous story. I even caught myself, because I was thinking about this over the weekend, that the only team that would prefer Tom Brady over Dak Prescott would be the Patriots. And then I stopped and thought, wait a second. The Patriots were ready to go with Jimmy Garoppolo after the Tom Brady era was over, and I think Dak Prescott's a better quarterback than Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's a great point.
So the idea that the Patriots would even walk away from Dak Prescott in the future of Dak, I just don't buy it at all.
So, Fez, where's Jimmy G on your list?
He is number 11.
So you know he's worse than 11.
Yeah, because I'm giving Jimmy G every favorable round I can. He looks like a Greek god. Come on.
He's rounding up from 25, and it gets to 11.
And, it's an interesting point to wrap this up. If Brady were in a position where mentally he could hold a clipboard and be okay with it, have that next stage of his career— I bet when Brady's 46, he can come in and give you a good quarter and a half, right? And he's going to be in that hypothetical like a coach, that's a player.
Yeah, just like Peyton Manning was when he was done, but he always called the right play, so he was effective.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess the question is, Brady's dreaming of one more Super Bowl. He figures he's out two cracks at it with the Patriots, one more Super Bowl. And I bet he works harder this offseason than ever because he's really got doubts for the first time since he was drafted, or, you know, since he came in for Bledsoe.
You know, that's a great point. You got to feel that he is going to be all in on during the offseason preparing.
We're going to talk about Phillip Rivers, the Chargers, and what the future holds.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Straight Outta Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up 10 minutes from now here on FSR, we will have Best Bets, your chance to make a little bit of coin on a Monday night. Want to let you know we are brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like the free AutoZone Fix Finder service with over 5,600 locations nationwide. AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Your restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I'm Jonas Knox, voice of you, the fan. He's the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
Phillip Rivers, some big news. And, you know, I remember I was watching CNBC or Bloomberg a long time ago. I mean, this is probably 7, 8, 10 years ago. And there was a guy who had just did an IPO. He was the CEO of the company. And after the IPO, he had sold a bunch of stock. And it maybe was $800 million. And they asked him, is this a sign that you're not really optimistic about the future of your company? And he goes, well, my family has to eat. And it's like, who told you that was the right thing to say? Right? That you need your 800 mil because your family had to eat. But if Phillip Rivers had said that, you'd have to think for a minute. So Jonas, wherever he goes, he's got a, they call it a monthly nut. It's a... pretty big.
Yeah, and the Chargers and Rivers in a joint announcement on social media earlier today announced that he would be entering free agency, so his time as a Chargers quarterback has come to an end.
And to me, one of the most interesting sports talk, sports itself, questions, and it's one I think that Eli Manning and Phillip Rivers embody. They are the platonic ideal of this question, this mystery. Who's the better quarterback, Eli Manning or Phillip Rivers?
Phillip Rivers.
If you look at the play-by-play, it's almost undebatable that Rivers is better, right?
Sure.
And how many Super Bowls did Brady even play in? Did Rivers even play in? I had Brady on the mind. Brady, it was a few, yeah, but Rivers 0.0. Eli, two rings dangling from his neck or his hand. Is that just luck? Because if we sit here and the Chargers fans are walking around beaming today, like we're letting one of our greats have his end wherever he wants it. It was the greatest run. You guys didn't even make the Super Bowl. It doesn't matter. Did you see his yards per attempt over 2012 to 2014? No one thinks like that.
Especially in the first three quarters. He's great.
Is Jim Kelly as good as Joe Montana? The Super Bowls for us, for the fans, we think it's absurd. The stats guys will tell you, oh, John Candy, Montana, all that. It's just the same as any other drive. And Jim Kelly could have done it too, but hey, the coin flipped tails four straight times. If you believe that, and I'm not certain that's not true, much more than we realize, meaning that we got these narratives in our head, Jordan's a winner, blah, blah, and some of it's luck. I can tell you this, the Steelers could have lost Super Bowl 14 easily. Vince Ferragamo, the whole thing, they didn't make the playoffs the next year. They won four Super Bowls in 6 years. Steelers didn't make the playoffs the next year. They were on fumes. Is it because, but Bradshaw threw that one like 40-yard play over the shoulder catch. They won the Super Bowl. They covered too, by the way. Had a lot of action in sixth grade. I did actually. A lot's relative.
Was the 31-19 covered by 1 point?
Oh my God.
They were upwards of a 10, 11 point in that game, huh?
Oh my God.
I think I might have talked that down a little bit. I said, I don't lay doubles. All right. But the fact is that Bradshaw being an innate born winner? Because Jim Kelly maybe doesn't make that one throw, that throw to Manningham from Eli? Is that because he's a winner? Or was that a coin flip? And we're creating a narrative after the fact to have the world make sense to us. I don't know. What's your gut feeling, Jones?
I think, like, who had the better career?
Well, yeah, like Philip Rivers versus Eli, it feels like it really encompasses the question of the play-by-play analysis of a guy, and let's count rings.
Yeah, I think Philip Rivers had a better career, and I actually think it's an interesting conversation because I do feel that Eli Manning's going to get into the Hall of Fame because of the rings, and I wonder how many voters are going to say, well, if we put Eli in, we've got to put the guy who had a better career than him in, and I think that Philip Rivers does have a decent shot to get into the Hall of Fame eventually.
I would say Philip get. I mean, the NFL Hall of Fame is pretty liberal with admissions, you know? I don't think anyone doesn't make it that clearly should have. I think the bar, hey, it's still great, but baseball's bar is a little bit higher. I'll leave you with this question. If it was one game for the for planet Earth against the aliens, and we chose football to be how we decided who won the world, you know this theory. You're looking at me like this is crazy that we'd be betting the aliens in an NFL game. It wouldn't be sanctioned by the NFL. And we had two choices. One is have Eli in his prime start the game, or Philip Rivers in his prime start the game. I personally want Eli.
I agree.
Then you're saying the stats only tell part of the story?
And I definitely want Eli in the second half.
Jonas, who would you take?
I'd take Rivers.
And that's why Jonas is not a professional when it comes to predicting game. Now, hey, the fact that one of us went one way, one of us went the other is why it's a great question. When we come back, XFL Aftermath, Fezzik, he's going to be strutting. Oh, he's going to be laughing. What a nice win. And we'll do it again. Best bet coming up.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. It was the debut weekend of the XFL, RJ. Four games all throughout the course of the weekend. Two on Saturday, another two on Sunday.
All right, Fez, let's split this up. We'll talk about your best bet. First, though, macro big picture observations about the XFL.
XFL new rules are a success, RJ. Kickoffs are being returned, over 90% of them, so more action on the kickoffs.
All right, so the rules try to say we don't want the kickoff to be a kneel down. We want action.
Exactly right. After touchdowns, a big success. These points after touchdowns, the viewers really like that.
And explain that real quick.
So after you score a touchdown, you can go for one, two, or three. You never kick. You're always doing a play trying to get in the end zone.
One, two, or three? That's almost like a four-point play in the NBA.
2 points from the 5, 1 point from the 2, 3 points from the 10, yes.
Now, have you done the meta-analysis about if you look at expectations?
Yeah, go from the 5. 2 points from the 5 is optimal.
Oh, he knew that already. I can't believe it. Now, when you say success, you mean the fact that we're scoring or the fact that the chatter seemed to be positive about the amount of action? What are you deeming a success about the XFL?
The rules, the chatter is positive, but the scoring was down. The average scoring, only 38.5 points, so not enough scoring, RJ, but everyone loves the new exciting rules.
Would you consider watching even 20 minutes of this if you didn't have any money on it? There was no reason. It was pure entertainment.
No.
All right. So you had your best bet winner on New York, and they won easily, and they were underdogs.
23-3.
All right, Jonas, let's get his best bet.
That's right. It's best bet time from Steve Fezzik. Before we do that, I want to let you know we are brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like the free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone, best bet time, Steve Fezzik.
Best bet, Florida State +8 at Duke. Hey, Florida State, they're almost as good as Duke.
Almost as good as Duke.
Almost as good as Duke.
How do you compare the records?
So the records are identical in conference and overall. So why is Duke laying 8? I give Duke 4 for home court.
All right.
You know what? And Duke, maybe even a little bit better. Maybe give them 2 points for being better. I make
and
this
the
line
reason
six.
You're thinking they're better is Florida State, though they have the same record, Florida State's been kind of lucky in a few close games.
8-2 in close games.
So if you kind of slide that to 4-4, Duke's 2 points better. Duke gets 4 points for home. This line should only be 6.
And we're getting 8.
Best bet, Steve Fezzik, Florida State, +8 at Duke.
The Odd Couple is next on many of these Fox Sports Radio affiliates. We are Straight Out of Vegas, back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight Out of Vegas!